Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Gotta say, this show has gone by pretty fast, already into the happy hour. 5:01. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. The Blue Jays have taken a 2-1 lead in the sixth. Yeah. Ernie Clement with a RBI single, giving the Blue Jays a 2-1 lead.
It should have never been an RBI. Yeah. Alejandro Kirk was on second base. He's not fleet of foot
at all.
He was about halfway between third and home when the throw arrived from right field, except for the throw was about 25 feet offline.
Technically,
so
he was halfway between home and first where the throw got there, but the throw was also halfway between
home and third. It was really a bad throw. Yeah.
Canzone did not give his best throw.
So, got to take your starting pitcher out after four shutout innings. So good for the Mariners. They've turned it to their bullpen, and each reliever has coughed up a run.
Chris, you keep pushing that.
I know, you
keep pushing
you really
that narrative. Four shutout innings, but he was in trouble, as you just finished telling us. Every single inning.
Don't care. He was getting out of it. Never take a pitcher out with a shutout, Tony.
That is just
as a
not
former
true.
Pitcher. Bryce,
former pitcher.
Hey,
okay.
Dietz
okay.
tried to do it to me. You saw what happened
Flipped
to him.
The ball.
I had a shutout. Come on.
He knew you were teetering on disaster. He was like, got to get this guy out of here before he gives up a bunch
like
of runs.
It's like 75 pitches through three, Chris. This is not working.
What do you mean? I'm throwing a shutout.
I wish I could teleport back in time to see you flip this ball to Coach
By Deeds. The way,
I can imagine it too.
Tony, you know that I pitched way before they had a pitch count, so
that's
nobody knew.
That's true.
I could throw as many as need be.
He was just like, hey, man, it's been a little bit. You're giving up nothing.
Yeah. All right. Go to the bullpen. Got to go to the bullpen.
I would not trust Bryce Miller in another inning if I was... What was his name? Dan Wilson?
Yeah, well...
He did.
He didn't. And now he's losing. So there you go.
Chris, let's talk about your favorite sport, NHL.
Okay.
I read a report today in The Athletic that expansion teams will carry a price tag of at least $2 billion.
Whoa.
Is that...
How many more do they want to have in the NHL?
It sounds like two.
Yeah.
But... I'm just unaware. I didn't know hockey teams were going for a billy.
I didn't know they're making that kind of money. I mean, they're certainly not making it in TV revenue, right? I mean, ESPN, you know, lowballed them because ESPN does that.
Now, the article says that the NHL is not actively seeking expansion, but it's already established a floor for what any future franchise would cost.
Oh, wow. I just looked up the NHL team worth the most. The
Rangers?
Maple Leafs.
Oh, the Leaves, huh?
How much?
$3.8 billion.
Wow.
Rangers are $3.5 billion.
You know what? I think this is further proof that no longer is if anyone is trying to buy a team, Because they know it is actually a lucrative thing.
You are, you have a license to print money if you own a team, yeah. Apparently. I mean, if an NHL team.
Do you remember when people were trying to sell teams in like the 80s and 90s? No one's selling now.
You know.
Everybody's trying to get in.
You know, the NHL has gone through, you know, some incredible growing pains. I guess just like every sport, but I mean, there were teams changing location almost every year. I mean, Atlanta's had two teams in their not-so-illustrious history. Both have left. One went to Calgary. One went to, where the last of the Atlanta Thrashers went to Winnipeg or somewhere. Anyway.
Minnesota?
No, that's not them. Minnesota went to Dallas. Then Minnesota got a new team. Atlanta went to Calgary. Atlanta got a new team. That one left. Hartford left for Carolina.
I liked Hartford.
Hartford, I did too. The they whale? Had the whale.
Yeah, the I whale. Like the whale.
Blue and green, good colors.
Evidently, yeah. The people in Hartford didn't like
no,
it enough.
Apparently not.
So, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, teams are. It's just a big deal.
How about this? It's, Gary Bettman told our board of governors. This is John Ledecky talking. He's the owner of the New York Islanders, co-owner of the New York Islanders. He says Gary Bettman told our Board of Governors meeting that there's their expansion, the minimum price would be $2 billion plus a $500 million to $600 million equity commitment for a new arena. So it's really going to cost you more than about 2.6 what's going to cost you.
I got that in the couch. So
are tickets affordable in your mind, Tony Gwynn Jr.? It's hard to overall, ask because we tend to get, you know, lucky overall, on tickets. But yeah, could you afford? Would you go to a Laker game?
No,
just for the hell of it.
No,
well, I don't think up, you. I don't think. Too I don't many think of you us can.
No, yeah.
I'm gonna look up LA Kings.
I got a family
tickets.
Of six, so if, yes, if, right. if I'm going, it's like yeah. Two of us are going, yeah. And we might be able to pull that off.
I mean, it's so much money, and that's to sit in a seat that you can't really see a whole lot. I'm not talking about having one of the really good ones.
No, you're not. You're not close.
And I think if you're the NHL, don't you have to? I mean, one of the reasons there's two reasons why San Diego doesn't have a team. First of all, you know, hats off and kudos. Gulls fans still come out there, you know, 5,000-6,000 people to see Gulls hockey, and they're great fans. So I mean, I'm not trying to, you know, disparage any of that. But as I used to tell the Gulls fans many years ago when I was doing the games, and I'll tell them again. You wish for the NHL, but be careful what you wish for. Because if there was ever an arena here where you could get an NHL team, and they moved one here, it would price most of you out. I really believe in order to have an NHL team supported and an NBA, almost everything has to be corporate sales. You have to sell to businesses. You have to sell to corporations and make deals and advertising. A few people can afford season tickets. Yeah. You and I were just talking about trying to get two tickets to go to one Laker game. Imagine if the guy called from the Lakers and said, you interested in season tickets? Like, what?
I'd be like, yeah, but
go to
how
40
much is it
games
gonna, how much is it gonna cost?
At $300 a game? I mean, so yeah, that's the thing about those two sports in particular. Football is incredibly expensive, but they're only asking for it 7-8 times a year.
Right.
Baseball is expensive too.
Oh, but football builds in that 7-8 times a year into the cost. My friend told me that they went up to a Chargers game last year, legitimately cost him and his family over $700 to go to a game.
For sure. And that might, that's probably.
Wait, for how many people?
Five.
And they got 700.
That's probably on the like lower side right there.
I mean,
for five people?
And yeah. I'm not trying to pick on SeaWorld. I shouldn't, but they're the first one I clicked in on. Bring five people to SeaWorld on a Saturday. Tell me how much that costs you. By the time you park and buy lunch.
That's got to be around five bills.
700. It's going to be up there more, man.
I mean, did you see that that Disneyland raised prices? And,
yes. And you don't even get the early entrance anymore.
No.
How about that?
No, you have to pay extra for like the Fast Pass and Lightning Lane or whatever it's called. If you want to go to a Los Angeles Kings game tomorrow night, you can get some pretty decently priced tickets. $40 for like the back of the Staples Center or Crypto.com Arena. But those are pretty well priced. There's a lot of options for $45. But if you want to go to a Lakers
you're
game,
you're way way up there, though, aren't you?
You're
for
literally last row. Yeah. But I think is hockey how is it
it's
better
okay
to see
up,
it from
it's
the
okay
high?
To be up yeah. high, but the upper row, like in a corner, it's going to be you know.
Well, this one was not in the corner. It was $47. But the lowest price I see for Lakers tickets is $70 for the back row. And a basketball game, you need to be a little bit
closer.
Well,
if you got
your
iPhone, you got a new iPhone, you could...
Oh, yeah?
You've seen people, like, zoom in.
That's crazy. You're watching a game.
Wait, you look at your phone and the game... And, oh, my goodness.
You could zoom in, because at that height, up there.
You can also go and sit courtside for $6,400 a seat, if you would like to do that.
How much?
I'll tell you one thing. $6,400. I would rather pay $6,000 to sit one game courtside than $70 to sit in the upper row and not see the court. I really would. I mean, I don't have the money, but I'm just... That is an experience. We've talked about it before.
I'm going to look at 49ers tickets just real quick.
I also want to be fair to SeaWorld. They have a limited time offer right now. $117 each for an adult. There you go.
I'm finding tickets for the 49ers, obviously, up in the rafters for this Sunday night. $92 a ticket. I think that's all right.
It's
but
not
if
bad.
you want to go like to the middle section.
How much does it go? So 96 to what?
232 per seat for like a middle section. Football games, I think you could sit at the top. Football games are okay with that.
I sat at the top in the Charger game, I will tell you
Then
you
had to...
Once I could look past drunk Broncos, I saw a pretty good game.
He was upside down.
You didn't have to look at him too long anyway.
Right. I'm hoping in the nice seats down there on the 50-yard line, you know, I'm drunk Broncos
fan. That guy's getting removed down under the nice seats, for sure.
Yeah, he sat next to us for a whole quarter.
Look at this. I'm looking at this seat right here for $341. It's on the 50-yard line.
It's just one.
It's just one ticket, but it's affordable,
well,
I guess.
That's not affordable.
For $341 for a 50-yard line ticket, that's pretty good.
$341?
I mean, no one's going by themselves, though.
Yeah.
So you're not just... I mean, I guess you could just say, you know what, it's just going to be me going. All right, son, it's your turn. You get to go to the game by yourself today.
Yeah, that would be ridiculous. I mean, I can't believe my grandpa had four season
tickets. Let's turn back time again. When I was in high school, when I... Got a ticket and I could drive. I mean, a ticket. When I got a license and I could finally drive, I used to go to a Dodger game. I went to many by myself. I didn't mind. I would sit out in the pavilion. I would keep score. I'd have a good time. And it was a dollar. So,
wow.
You know, that was cool. Padres out in the outfield when I got to San Diego State were $3 sitting in left field.
That's crazy to me. I can't. I've never been in a place where I've ever paid $3 for a ticket to a game.
So. Those were those days, and we understand those aren't coming back anytime soon.
Back when Aztecs football with Kevin O'Connell, I remember going with my friends. We could get really cheap tickets for that, and then we would just pay it all back in beer money. But
with San Diego State?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We used to just sit in the parking lot.
I was about to say, that's what most people were doing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Tailgate. All right, let's get to – is it me? Yeah, let's get to break. What we got on the other side?
We're going to – you guys are going to recap the Athletic article from this morning.
Yes. More drama on the other side. Gwen and Chris, here's some traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
Apply. Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. Happy Friday evening to you. 5:20 on the clock. SDFC wrapping up its regular season tomorrow in Portland. And we'll have the latest on the MLS playoff chase. Max Britas coming up at the bottom of the hour. Play-by-play voice of MLS season pass on Apple TV. The SDFC right now currently 3 points back of Vancouver with one match left. SDFC must win in Portland. Vancouver lose to Dallas. And that would give SDFC the title in the Western Conference. Otherwise, they could conceivably fall all the way to fourth. It's that close right now. Should they lose in Portland?
So yeah, LAFC's on their tail, and there's Minnesota. Yeah,
right. So it's a big.
Sorry,
Scraby just did skid marks on the floor over there.
That's a different skid marks. Are different.
Yeah, I know they are.
My shoes are basketball shoes.
Okay.
But George Springer just took a pitch to the kneecap.
And that hurt. That made your feet move.
Oh, yes. It made me cringe.
It made your feet move?
It did. It was bad. It was like dead on to the kneecap.
It's about the only bad news right now for the Blue Jays. They lead over Seattle 2-1, top of the seventh.
Skid marks.
Toronto trying to...
what did he say that one day? He was... gosh. It's on one of our opens.
What did I say?
Yeah,
he's gonna wipe his butt. You're gonna wipe my butt.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Play it.
I don't have it with me. I mean,
he
it's
says,
just
I hope
the...
they wipe your butt for you, or something like that.
Yeah,
you meant to say I was gonna wipe your butt. I would never.
All right, fine. I'm gonna go try to find it now.
I thought he was trying to say wipe the floor with you, but he ended up going
right,
that way.
Right, went all the way. 2-1.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Hold right, on.
Here
let
we
me
go. Let's get to the bottom of this.
Oh, my gosh.
What you got? We got a delay.
They didn't fix it.
That's fine.
Chris needs to hear this now.
All right. Well, I'm waiting
forever.
I'm trying to make radio decent.
Okay, here we go. I gotta go through
this
whole thing.
The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5:00.
That's at the end of this.
See you all tomorrow.
But Gwen and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Gwynn Jr.
You know what? It fits in line
after this.
With your like of sports.
And Chris Ello.
Kind of rooting for you in the Fantabulous Sports Game Show until a moment ago. Now I hope you get your butt wiped again.
You're right.
Not saying anything about me wiping your butt.
But you hope.
I did. I hope you got it wiped.
That was funny.
Looking out for your cleanliness there.
Thank you. Dude wipes. And
Springer's coming out of this ball game, by the way.
Springer's limping out, yes. He will not be able to stay in. Jays, like I said, 2-1 lead in the top of the seventh there. Dodgers and Brew Crew getting underway shortly in La La Land, where they are expecting a sweep. The Dodgers are. One football score worth passing along late second quarter. Louisville. Leading over number two ranked the U.
Should I text Jesse?
14-10. Louisville on top by four over the Canes at the moment. That's still first half, Tony. I wouldn't text Jesse.
I mean,
if they go 21-10, maybe you nudge him.
I don't want him to be upset. So I don't.
Well, you're not going to call the game with him for another 6 months. He'll probably get over it by then.
The first time he sees Tony at spring training, he's like, I still can't believe you texted
Louisville
me that.
And you gave the score. Dare you.
He's watching. Don't worry.
All right. The Athletic had the article today. I recommend you read it if you're a Padre fan. You want all of the insight to it. We talked about it earlier in the show, but if for those just tuning in, Athletic writing that A.J. Preller's future does remain uncertain, and they actually back that one up because it is uncertain in the sense that A.J. does not have a contract beyond this year. I think if they can get that extended, then that it all goes away. But for now, he does not have an extension. The Athletic article also points out that CEO Eric Grubner does have an extension, and he will be here for a while still. It also infers, perhaps, according to sources, that while A.J. Preller was a Mike Shildt fan 2 years ago, A.J. Preller wanted to hire Ryan Flaherty as the new manager, and that the sources say there were those above him that overruled.
Yeah.
I don't think they mentioned Grubner by name there, but I think that was kind of the inference. Anyway, it's a like I said, I think it's there's an article where you kind of opens your eyes a little, like a couple things, and then there's some clickbait like that. So, again, his sources say that he was overruled. Well, okay, maybe, but who knows?
It's a tough thing about all of this, right? I mean, it wasn't as detailed as what Kevin had with the 20 sources that he pulled up.
Right.
But it certainly is. There's certainly some people talking, it certainly seems like.
Because there's
a lot of information out there. Whether it's true or not, no one actually knows.
Is it important to know all the reasons why Mike Shildt is no longer here?
No, I think in this case, though, it's trying to point to why A.J. may not or may be extended, may not be extended. They're presenting different reasons for why that is, and also how this coaching search could go moving forward, right? I mean, I'm sure Ryan Flaherty is going to be someone.
He will probably be in the discussion.
If giving permission by the Cubs, because ultimately that has to happen first, I'm sure he'll be one of the guys interviewed for this.
I would think the Cubs would give him permission, right? Is there an organization
that says no? Oh yeah,
keeps a guy from having a chance to be a manager?
Maybe not a manager. If it's a lateral move, sure it'll be
lateral,
like no.
Yeah,
but maybe not a manager though.
Well, I don't know. I think what a lot of these articles want us to believe, and again, Ken Rosenthal's name on this article, so I take it with a grain of salt. Although Dennis Lynn's also on it, I think Dennis has maybe a little more knowledge. He covers the team every day. Ken Rosenthal probably has, quote, his sources that, you know, this is where that all is coming from. But a lot of people, it seems to me, ever since Mike Shildt announced he was retiring, but the story broke officially Monday morning at 9 o'clock. It seems to me that for 4.5 days since then, everybody's basically been trying to unearth the fact that the Padres organization is dysfunctional.
That's what it seems like. It's trying to point to.
Yeah. And I still haven't seen anything credible that shows me that's true. But there's a lot of people who tell me they have a source or they heard something or that guy said something. And this whole organization is just behind the scenes is a complete mess.
You're usually not having this kind of success when you're having dysfunction like
that. I would tend to agree with that. Yeah. But again, that's kind of what's been happening. So if you want to see the latest, the Athletic article is there.
Andy on the chat says, we have to know so we can be angry at something, which is the
Fair
truth.
Enough, Andy.
Which
Fair
is
enough.
The truth.
Yeah.
I don't really think it's productive whatsoever.
I'm just interested in who the next manager is going to be. And if they re-up AJ, I don't really care about the rest of it.
I hope they re-up AJ. I mean,
absolutely.
I think they need to.
Absolutely.
There's no way there's anyone out there going to come in.
I can't.
Fresh off the street, pick up where AJ's left off and do this job with this team without at least having a period of getting familiar with the whole organization also.
Can you think of anybody that has been more creative under the same type of circumstances anywhere in the league? I can't.
No, I mean, if you want to...
Maybe the Brewers might be the other team that can take, you know.
You mean the only team in baseball that could hit worse than the Padres in the playoffs?
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't compare the two.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I've only mentioned them because they're a low payroll team that is consistently getting into the postseason.
Exactly. I know what you're saying.
If you would like for boring trade deadlines, if you would like for middling players, then I think that's what you would get if you let AJ Preller go.
Well, that doesn't guarantee that. I just can't believe you'd have the same success right now. Not under these circumstances. But we'll all find out together where it all goes. And we'll go, in the meantime, to a quick timeout ahead of our soccer interview with Max Britos. Look forward to that, giving you an update on SDFC. Don't forget Aztec basketball.
Tonight.
Tonight, the scrimmage. At Viejas, I believe.
Chris is all suited and booted.
I wore jeans and socks today to work. And Scraby's, oh, where are you headed?
Well, I know that anytime he wears that outfit.
We know you don't usually wear that stuff.
When you wear that combo on the bottom, the jeans and the shoes,
he's got the hard bottoms on. Yeah,
I know it's happening. He's definitely this guy
going out of the town tonight.
Can't stand shoes.
I like shoes better than belts. Belts are my all-time least favorite clothing item.
Why? Belts are
late. Belts are needed, man.
Yeah. Hate a belt.
Why?
That's how you get plumb
or
crack,
you get cinched up around the middle there.
Ugh. You get cinched?
No good.
It's either cinched up with the belt or crack showing without
plumber crack?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that either, but I've seen plumber crack with belt.
Yeah,
a good combination.
You know, that's kind of funny. I actually was.
I don't know that I've seen plumber crack.
You haven't
with
seen
belt?
It?
I have.
Come on.
I have. Earlier this week.
Belt's clearly not doing the job, then.
No, belt not doing the job at all.
Earlier this week, I was on a walk with the dogs, and I thought that no one was around, but I knew my plumber crack was hanging. And I turn around, and there's someone standing right there. It was embarrassing.
Tried to drop your hoodie down. So
I know. I stood up real quick, and I was like, "Oh man!"
You had one of those small shirts on again, didn't you?
No, I would never.
And if there's any argument at all as to who the dork part of the show is,
it's
more confirmation for you. All right, Gwen and Chris, final segment to come.
5:37 on the clock. Sorry for those who can't see me. Scraby once again knocked my camera down. Now he's getting it fixed again. Either way, last segment of the happy hour. Thank you, Matt.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
you. Love how it's balanced on a post that's about the same size as the base of the camera.
It is. I'll show you.
If anybody breathes too heavily, that's going down.
It's right there.
All these joints is Jimmy rigged in here. We got them. We got them on top of computers, posts. None of them are actually hooked up the way they probably should, but hey, we make it work here on Gwen and Chris.
Somehow.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If you guys missed our interview earlier in this show, you're in luck. Max, is it Britos?
Britos.
Britos, excuse me. Max Britos, play-by-play MLS season pass, joined us to talk a little SDFC and really how this decision Saturday is going to play out, a bunch of different scenarios. In all likelihood, SDFC is going to finish anywhere between second and fourth. It's important to win, not just because it gives them a chance to possibly, you know, be finished first in the West, but it would also prevent them from falling down to third or fourth, where it's not.
If they stay second and win the first round, which is a best of three,
right?
You get then in the second round, which is your conference semifinal, it's a one game.
And you get to host
that.
And you
get it at home.
Right.
So that's why. This one's big.
This one, it could be big for, what was the nickname that that everybody had settled on?
The Chrome.
The Chrome.
And then we got Badmouth for the Chrome.
So are we not calling him the Chrome?
No, the last
Craig Elston created the Chrome.
Created the Chrome.
Boom.
We're trying to give
Chrome
a little
But I think
credence.
It was more, I think it was.
Give credence to the Chrome.
Okay.
But the last guest we had when we brought it up, said, that's right. Oh, you're still trying to sell us on that one.
He did say that.
So I've kind of backed down on it a little bit, you know? I'm not sure anymore.
Still 2-1 ball game. Blue Jays ahead of the Mariners as they enter the
eighth.
Eighth.
They got seven in the books. Mm. Yeah, Mariners got six swings
tick,
left.
Tick, tick, tick. And in the Brewers-Dodgers, just underway as Shohei Ohtani on the mound. Brewers change their lineup again a little bit today.
Yeah, by the way, the Brewers keep changing their lineup. The Mariners keep changing theirs. And it's not working.
No, it's not.
To all of you Padre fans who go, how come we never change the lineup? It doesn't guarantee anything.
Nothing.
Just a reminder.
We're giving us a different look.
All right.
Sure. Just another reason to be upset. All right. We're going to check some traffic. And then we're going to get to our interview of the day.
Play by
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Play Voice MLS season pass on Apple TV, and all year Apple has been providing us with all these great soccer guests. And Max, we appreciate you joining us as we head into the final weekend of the regular season. It's here at long last, huh?
It's the longest season we got. I mean, historically, we knew baseball was that one, but I think MLS has got it beat. We started way back in February when.
Wow.
The San Diego FC was just born, and no one knew what to expect. And here we are, and San Diego FC with so much to play for. I mean, could be playing for some trophies here.
Yeah.
Pretty remarkable year.
Decision Saturday, and a lot to be determined. I mean, outside of the number one spot, it looks like there's still some things to be answered. San Diego FC with a chance, that, although it doesn't seem like a great chance. They need to win. And I believe, was it Vancouver needs to...
Vancouver's got to lose.
Got to lose.
Straight up,
yeah. How do you see that kind of happening over this weekend?
Well, it's going to be interesting. Vancouver has just been rock solid. It's been maybe the best story in the league, because that was a club that started this year with conversations that it was for sale. And certainly looking for a new stadium. And now it's all kind of, thanks to a successful season, they are on much better footing. They're playing a Dallas team which needs to win, or doesn't need to win, but maybe they do need a win to make the playoffs. So they have a lot of incentives, but that's going to be up there in Canada. So I think first place probably going to be out of reach for San Diego. But if you finish second, and they got LAFC right behind them, they would love to get that, because as the playoffs go on, if it goes chalk, which, by the way, it rarely does in Major League Soccer, but maybe this is the year it does. That if San Diego's there as the 2 seed, they would host LAFC or whomever in a one-off game in San Diego. But then the flip side is, San Diego's so good away from home, maybe they're better off. I mean, they have 11 away wins. Maybe they're better off traveling. But I know for sure they would love to go there, and Snapdragon would be packed. And you don't want to get ahead of yourself, but you want to put yourself in this best position. And a win also would secure an appearance in the international competition, Champions League here, the CONCACAF Champions Cup. So there's a lot of incentive, and maybe none more than just to end the season on a high note to prove that you guys are the real deal, Holyfield.
Yeah, they have been. I mean, look, it's been all season. I noticed that, you know, we dropped behind Vancouver because we've been in first place all year, and I'm looking away. But it's not like SDFC's gone into a major slump here. They're 2-2-2 over the last six games. They won the last game in Houston 4-2. The problem is Vancouver's been
hot.
White hot. They're unbeaten in their last eight matches. They've won five of those. And included was, I had to double take, they beat Philadelphia, the number one team in the league, 7-0. I don't know, did Philadelphia just not make the trip that game? What happened there? Wow.
You're going to get those results. But, Chris, to your point, I think San Diego has been rock solid. And look, me included, this is a first-year club. We're expecting them to clip a hurdle or two.
Yeah.
And they really haven't. And even coming into this season, their star players, Anders Dreyer, he's not going to win MVP because of Lionel Messi, but he might finish second. And Chucky Lozano, who is a high-profile player, has gotten better. Jeppe Svejrskov is probably the best at his position. If you're going to make a season-ending All-11, he's probably in there. The young players have come along. This has hit their targets. And, like, we keep waiting for them to clip that hurdle, and now the only time it can happen is the postseason. So I would be reluctant to bet against them at this point, just the way that they have kept it. Not only keeping pace with Vancouver. Vancouver went out and really earned that top spot. But LAFC behind them had won like six straight games.
Yeah.
So they had to get results to keep them off their heels, which they did. So San Diego FC from pillar to post have been consistent, good. And they play their certain way. They are true to their style. They score goals. They really haven't had a point where the goals have dried up. They've just been a really effective club, and other teams haven't figured them out, which makes them dangerous in the postseason.
There's no doubt. As we get close to the end of the season, and you know, we just talked about it this weekend is the finale of the regular season. We move into postseason play, and you mentioned Messi. He's at the forefront of this MVP conversation, back-to-back years if he wins it. And then you mentioned the Whitecaps, and they got a guy like Thomas Mueller on that team. What is it about the quality of these players that even at the age that they get older, that they still are having these dominant seasons in this league?
Well, Tony, I think part of it is, well, you know, I'll age myself because I remember, like, when we watched sports in the 80s and 90s, it would be, you know, you get 32, 33, you're at the end of the road regardless of what sport. And soccer is certainly the top of the list because of the aerobic demands, right, the fitness demands that you are required in order to be effective. So I think athletes just treat themselves better. There's more longevity. I think in the case of Lionel Messi, there's also the idea where you've got to build a team. He's not running like he used to, really has in the past. So you've got to build a team that can cover some spots for him, knowing that he's going to be such a dangerous player moving forward. And the reality is MLS is a fun league to watch. I love how it's chaotic. I love how physical it is. I love how fast it can be. Technical quality, we're not there yet. We're getting there. We're not like the top leagues in Europe. So players like Thomas Mueller, Sung Heung-min at LAFC, or Lionel Messi can come here, and their technical prowess will rise above. I know we're going to close the gap that one day, and that's a eureka moment for MLS.
Yeah.
But those guys were so good with the ball on their feet. They certainly have an edge in this league, and that's why they are so valuable. That's why you want one of those guys.
Right.
And for some reason, I think San Diego, you know, might be a top club that could pursue someone, even though they have guys like Dreyer and Lozano that certainly fit the bill. Really good technical all-round players.
Max Bretas from MLS Season Pass joining us here. Just so you fans are aware, the playoffs do begin next Friday, October 24th. Now, the schedule for the first round series, best of three, will come out after this weekend's matches. But being as we're in second place, we're going to be having the home turf advantage there for the first round. Home pitch advantage, I guess, is the better way to put it.
You can call it turf. I like that.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, we've got to make our own vernacular when it comes to this sport.
Yeah,
we sometimes have to go to beat of our own drummer. So I like calling
home
it turf.
Turf.
I might use that.
You're welcome to. we've asked a couple other of our guests this, but the playoffs, if you've been going to matches all year and then you're going to go Friday next week for the playoff, what is different about playoff soccer? Is it more, do you take less risks? Because San Diego has been a team that's been kind of built on risk this year.
Well, that's a great question. And the playoffs are unique to a Major League Soccer. And sometimes it's like when these European or South American players come here and go, hey, you better be ready for this. Because every other league outside of Mexico does it the same way. They have a playoff as well. But most other leagues, whoever finishes on top at the end, which is a really good, fair way to determine that. But playoffs are just exciting. So the teams that excel there know how to manage it. And certain players are really good at it as well. Last year, for everything that Lionel Messi and Inter Miami did, they got bounced in the first round. So you've got to be ready. Now, the format is a best of three. So the league is trying because obviously they want the top teams. And historically, anything happens and you don't get the two best teams from the regular season in the MLS Cup, very rarely. So this is a relatively new format, but they believe that a best of three, so if San Diego somehow clips their toe in the first game, they would host it in San Diego. Let's say they play. They're going to play either Austin or Portland. Game two would be in Austin or Portland. They would have to win that, but at least they have, a double jeopardy kind of situation. And then game three would be back in San Diego. So you, if goes the distance, it should favor the home team. But the best way to succeed, I think, is to really secure that first game. Go out, take the pressure off. And the one thing with San Diego is the way they play, very aggressive. In big-time soccer games, let's talk about the World Cup, teams that are very cautious or put all their defenders back, which is not what San Diego does, feel like that's the best way to be successful. Counterattack, find a way to see the other team to make a mistake. But San Diego just goes full fire and tries to make the team make a mistake from the jump, which can be very effective. But if they leave themselves shorthanded, then they could be in trouble. That's a roundabout way to say it. I mean, San Diego's going to be an interesting one. Again, a lot of people aren't giving them a lot of chance, partially because they're a new team, also because of the way they play. It's not a pragmatic way. But I tell you what, it's a sexy way. It's a fun way. It's a high-scoring way. And partially, you want to see them be successful because you want that style to be awarded so that other teams go for it. And San Diego 100% goes for it. I don't know if it helps them in the playoffs, but it'd be great to see if it did.
Well, you know, we have a long history of major sports championships in this town, so I'm joking.
You guys deserve it.
I haven't won anything, so we're hoping that maybe our SDFC guys can pull through for us.
Well, think about that. If that would happen, how they could really inherit the space, because every city wants a winner, and it's a huge responsibility, and it would certainly be a seismic undertaking.
That would certainly be. Hey, Max, thanks so much, man. Appreciate all you guys at Apple TV MLS Season Pass for helping us all year long talking soccer, and we look forward to the playoffs, sir. Thank you.
That's a wonderful thing to say. Chris, Tony, have a great weekend. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Enjoy. Max Bretas joining us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. If you're facing criminal charges, trust David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping clients regain control since 2010. DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
Okay, Big Dumper has tied the game up in the eighth. There's no outs. 2-2 ball game there. Dodgers, Brewers underway. Shohei Ohtani nearly hit a ball out of the stadium. They're up 1-0. First and third, no outs. Mr. Freddie Freeman up.
Yeah, Dumper's tying home run was a 5-iron, Tony.
Oh,
I mean, it
looked like it touched the roof. Yeah.
Skyscraper hit it right-handed, leading off the bottom.
Mind
of the eighth
inning. Rosarena looked like he robbed a homer the inning before
in
that.
The top of the inning, you're
would
right.
Would have gave an extra run to the Blue Jays
right
there.
It was kind of exciting because you could just see everybody in Seattle going, you know, we lose this game.
Yeah.
And this is the last at bat for Cal Raleigh. And he's got to do it here, guys. And then he just hit the homer. People lost it. But it's still a tie game. 2-2.
Yeah, so. It only got them back even.
Right, yeah,
at that
you haven't
point.
Won the game yet.
Meanwhile, the Brewers look like they're in big trouble.
Man, yeah. Otani almost went to Schwarberville there at the top of the right field pavilion. So 1-0 Dodgers, as you said. Couple of quick notes. Guys that are out, you'll want to get them out of your fantasy lineup. Nacua, Terry McLaurin's been out. Purdy, sorry, Scraby.
Oh, he's out?
He out.
And, wow.
David Njoku for Cleveland. Couple of doubtfuls. Garrett Wilson. Sorry, Tony.
He's going to be out.
Brock Bowers. Questionable. Kyler Murray. Josh Jacobs. So make the necessary moves there, people. Scrabies, you're coming up next, right?
Sure.
The Chronicles!
Sure.
We'll send you into the weekend, hopefully happy. We'll be back next week.
We'll see.
If you allow us to be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.